I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Leaving out the avocado in your salad to save money is not good for morale or your fiber intake. Luckily, State Farm knows the value of the little things. It's why they've got options like insuring your home and ride with surprisingly great rates on both. Because you shouldn't have to give up what you love for great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Rat me voice!
You know how they say, it's not what you do, it's when you do it. It's not how you say things. It's not what you say all the time, it's how you say it. Yeah, we'll get into it. This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. I'm joined by no one. Tonight is just me. The RVK is represented by me, Brandon Phoenix. The Raspy Voice Kids podcast recap of the Pitt WVU Backyard Brawl, the 105th edition, starts now. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely ridiculous. Neil Brown showed who he is. Neil Brown showed who he is. Penalty after penalty, mistake after mistake. This game came down to who made mistakes when it mattered and who did not. Bryce Ford Wheaton balled out. He balled out for most of the night. But he had important drops through the game. None more important than the fourth quarter drop that led to a pick six interception that will go on JT Daniels' resume, even though it should only and squarely be placed on Bryce Ford Wheaton, which is a shame because he played so well and he played so hard and he's such a tough guy. But the truth is, what you do matters, and when you do it matters more. And Bryce Ford Wheaton, when it mattered the most, was a backbreaker. Dropped the ball, leading to an interception that gave up the 6 points, that turned into 7 points, that turned into a game-ending touchdown for the Pittsburgh Panthers, which ultimately, it wasn't a game-ending touchdown, but ultimately, it's what the difference was in the game. But you know what the truth is, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? The truth is we never should have been there. This game should never have come down to that. Because with fourth and inches, Neil Brown decided to take C.J. Donaldson, who quite literally averaged 18 yards a carry at one point in this game, and said, no, we're not going to run this ball. No, we're not going for it on fourth down from the 50-yard line, when all analytics would tell you that's the smart thing to do. When everybody with half a brain and any kind of guts would tell you that's the thing to do, step on their necks right now, Neil Brown said, punt. And I know what you're going to say. The defense is playing well. We thought our defense could play well. If your defense is playing well, then you're okay to go for it from the 50-yard line. Because what happened is you punted the ball, and the defense did not play well. You were without your best corner. It's late in the game. Players are tired. They missed tackles like they did for a lot of the game as it was. And West Virginia loses a heartbreaker, 38-31 to Pitt. In Pittsburgh, at Acrisure Stadium, in front of the eyes of the nation. Lee Corso picked against us again. He put the helmet gear on, or he put on the mascot head again against us. Everyone picked Pitt. We were up 31-24 with under 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, with a chance to shut up everyone, with a chance to prove the nation wrong, with a chance to start the season out the way Philip Slavin of the 10-12 podcast suggested at 4-0. In the country roads, mapped out uniforms, and we blew it. Costly fumbles, or a fumble, dropped balls, like I mentioned earlier, missed tackles, but the false starts, the personal fouls, there's no excuse. Matt Moore's got to go. I said if this offensive line wasn't dominant, he had to go. And this offensive line wasn't just not dominant. Now, I will say, the offensive line did block well when C.J. Donaldson was in because he was a one-cut-and-go guy. For the most part, they did well when he was there. And we did run for more yards than anybody's run on Pitt since 2019, Boston College. But when it was time to protect JT Daniels, when it really mattered, when we had to have protection, we couldn't do it. In the fourth quarter, on that final drive that we should never have been, the situation we should never have been in, trying to come back from being down 38-31, we couldn't protect JT. We couldn't keep him clean. Couldn't keep him off his back. It's an absolute shame. And it's a real embarrassment. Pathetic is not the word. Ashamed, embarrassed, not the word. I don't know what the word is, but I'm not happy, if you can't tell. Props to C.J. Donaldson. Props to Dante Stills. Props to Lee Koba. Those guys balled out of control. They did their thing. Special teams, for the most part, was really good. But this was just a shame. And it's a mark on Neil Brown. And unless he turns his ship around and does something crazy this year, like wins 9 games, or goes to the Big 12 championship, I don't see how he gets a pass from the fan base, most or many of whom want him gone already. I'm one of them. Yeah, so that was Jeremy called in the middle of me recording, so I had to pause it. So I lost my train of thought, but I'm coming back to you guys to let you know. I'm sorry for all of you guys who traveled. Props to Mountaineer Nation. You guys were loud and proud on the television. We could hear you. We could hear your chanting. We could hear your noise. You made noise. You brought it for the boys. Proud of you. Very happy for the way we traveled and represented. It's just a shame. It's a shame it turned out this way. It's a shame it had to be this way. So this is it for RVK. This is our wrap up. This is our analysis. This is what we got to say. And, hopefully, we get it together for Kansas and there's no hangover, because that will be the ultimate in lack of coaching and lack of discipline, is if there's a hangover going into next week. Kansas at home. You can't lose. You can't let Pitt beat you twice. You can't. You got to win that game. Got to turn the ship around fast. And hopefully Charles Fisher is okay for the rest of the season. But that's it. Brandon Phoenix out.
Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.